interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Ahoy, hoy! Happy Wednesday, and what a Wednesday it is going to be. We got giveaways. We're going all the places today.
We're going to have a picnic.
Whiskey Wednesday. We can have a picnic if you want.
Oh.
Busy, busy Wednesday. I'll break all that down throughout the morning. Chilly. It's like 48 when I got up this morning.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's got to heat back up now.
I like it.
We had like that cool day, a little chill in the air, and then, you know, last night, you know, in the evening, it started to kind of ramp back up a little bit for us.
Had some rain yesterday a little bit.
Yep, a little bit. Not a lot. A little bit.
How was your Tuesday after I saw you? I mean, did anybody go to the fireworks last night?
No.
How did they pull those off so quick? Was that always planned?
I would imagine they had some.
Like, as soon as restrictions get lifted, we're having a freaking fireworks show.
Yeah, they were probably like, we've got some already at the fairgrounds from, you know, leftover from God knows what, last year's fireworks, or, you know, who knows what. So they were like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open this bee up.
Saw a lot of people out there.
Oh, yeah.
You said
you
heard them from your house?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, it was an instant, too. It was like, boom, and I went, oh. Is that a firework? And then I could hear them. Like, wow, those are good
no
ones.
No jokes.
Yeah, man. When you can hear them, that's when you know they're the good ones. So they did a whole set of the good ones.
That's awesome.
Good for them.
You guys see the fireworks? You go out. K-Rock text line 315-364-109. Powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. We will be there live and in person 1 o'clock today.
I want all three.
Yeah,
like food, drinks, and fuel, all three.
Well, he's giving out drinks. Did you see that email?
I don't even like soda. I want to know if he's got that pineapple Mountain Dew out there.
So just 1 o'clock today,
giving away drinks for
where
you guys.
Where is it? Hold on a second.
I'm gonna sneak one. I'm gonna go. Whoop.
Boss lady sent me the
specifications.
All right, here it is. So 1 o'clock today, Adirondack Food and Fuel. Coco and I will be handing out $9.49 gift cards. So $9.49. And
debatable.
Free 20-ounce Mountain Dew Baja Blasts.
Yeah.
And free Adirondack Food and Fuel and Buell Fuels travel mugs. 1 o'clock today. You get a little travel mug?
Yeah.
Get a little Baja Blast.
See, Baja Blast is not, that's like a Taco Bell exclusive, so that's cool that they'll have that.
And now it's bottled?
And I've seen it at a couple places.
Let me see the flavors.
So that'll be neat. I already know. Oh, no, damn it. There's the one I don't know. Because there's a Baja Blast. There's a sugar-free Baja Blast. There's the pineapple one. And then there is a...
There's Baja Blast, like you said, sugar-free.
Pineapple
is called Baja Flash.
Yeah, I want to try that.
And then the
next to it.
Fruit Punch.
Ah!
Baja Punch.
Ah!
I'll try all of them. I don't care. I'll try all of them.
Someone just has it.
Do with a blast of natural. So what is the Baja Blast? Why have I never had a Baja Blast? Artificial tropical lime flavor.
What do you get at Taco Bell?
Pepsi.
Really?
Actually, I get a lot of bottles. I get a lot of waters.
You do.
I don't drink soda much
it
anymore.
It is weird that you will get like, you know, the, you know, Burger 6, King.
6,000 calories in a fast food and a bottle of water.
Bacon King.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, side of mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
And a bottle of water.
Yeah, for some reason, I've convinced myself that the water is going to keep me alive.
It's hydrating you a little bit.
I'm trying to flush out all of the toxins.
I was
going
to say, it's trying to fill up that gut a little bit more inside there, so there's not just burger meat.
No, you and I differ in the fact that I find water very refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
You find it gross.
I can't.
I can't feel quenched by a soda.
No, soda does not. I will never... Like all those commercials now that are pair Mountain Dew with hot wings or pair Mountain Dew with spicy chicken, pair Pepsi with this.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, soda game. I'm not playing. Like you're not refreshing. You're not thirst quenching.
No, I'm gonna drink these Baja Blasts and just enjoy them as like a treat.
Yeah, because that's what I like. Yeah, because they taste good and they got a little bit of energy in them and it wets your whistle.
And I've always been annoyed by commercials when they try to pretend like, oh, I just did a hot strenuous activity. Let me chug this soda. That doesn't quench anybody's thirst.
No,
you chug the water.
Yeah,
you drink a Baja Blast for a treat.
Yeah. Because it's delicious. And
put
tasty.
It in that travel mug and you little ice, drink, drive around drinking it.
I'm putting the fuel part in the travel mug.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm not buying into all you sheep. I'm still stocking up.
You still doing it?
No.
So yeah, we'll be there at 1 o'clock today. We'll also be at Dunkin'. I'll tell you about that. How was your day otherwise? Nice. Anything going on yesterday? I told you off air, my son kicked my ass at three games of FIFA.
I watched a little soccer, that Euro 2020 was on, watched a little of that. That's a fun little tournament. Played another game of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Watched some wrestling. Watched a little gambling on the NBA playoffs, Bucks, Nets.
Yeah, how was that?
It was another game that the Bucks just fell apart. They were up like 20 and I went, all right, I don't have to watch this. So I switched over to, I don't know, some random show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched back over and it was Nets up by two. I went, oh.
I don't know what this is, if I can even listen to it. I'll have the dump button ready.
What is it?
Apparently during the halftime show, did you hear this?
No.
What? They had a country singer doing DMX songs. In Brooklyn?
Oh, they probably booed the hell out of him. Are they singing? I can't tell if they were booing.
There's booing. Here's him doing Juicy.
Yeah, let me hear him get into performances.
I can't even hear it. I can't even hear it. The sound is so bad.
Yeah, no, that's awful. Ugh. No.
What a random selection. You're in Brooklyn, New York.
And
you're going to get a country artist.
And he just passes away.
Yeah, that's a real misstep.
And that's what you grab.
You know what the people of Brooklyn want? They want a white guy to take their music and sing it back at them. That's what they want.
And make sure it's somebody from the South, please.
Yeah.
No big deal. Just make sure
make sure that John Mulaney joke, we take that back from him. Make sure we do that.
We take that back from him.
Yeah, you guys got hip-hop, but this guy doesn't, all right?
Yeah, we get it. You do some hip-hop, but have you ever heard it sang really bad in a country style?
Did James Harden play last night?
Yeah, he ended up playing.
Why? He was out, until game time.
I will never understand these basketball injuries where they play a whole game, and then the next game they're like, oh, no, he hurt his quad. He's out for the next couple games. But he played the whole game. Yeah, but he hurt it during the game. They're just the biggest, babies with this stuff.
Yeah, right?
And he was a questionable, and then they thought that, all right, he's going to play in the next game. But then he came out and did shoot around and was like, oh, wait, I'm fine because I'm not really that hurt.
And then what's going on? I know I'm all over the place with just questions for Cody right now.
I like it.
I keep getting all these videos are getting made of guys in the MLB getting sticky stuff off their glove or their hat.
It was just
that a problem right now?
Well, it was common practice, and I think Major League Baseball was like, all right, way too many good pitchers. We got to do something because no one's watching this damn game right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're having a serious issue where no one's watching it. So they're like, all right, what can we do? And the most trivial thing they could find was, all right, sometimes pitchers can, go to the brim of their hat.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that there's not anything like suntan lotion there. Or, how, batters can get grips on the bats.
Like the pine
and stuff.
Tar?
Let's make sure the pitchers can't do that. You know what I mean? It's one of those where they're getting real. They use this stuff called spider tack,
mm-hmm.
which is just a sticky substance to get a grip. And it's, illegal-ish. So since it's not illegal, they kind of give it a little...
Like, the videos I keep seeing are upset because there's been two guys really beaned hard this season, right?
That's one of the problems.
Because the ball gets away from the pitcher?
These guys are throwing 100-something miles an hour now, and, you know, when you hit somebody, like, you know, when you're doing that, there's consequences. So we got to... Gotta do something.
So they're using a substance that's not technically illegal, but it's frowned upon.
But now it is. Now they can't enforce the rule.
All right,
you can't use anything.
Because I see like all these different random pitchers who are like either have suntan lotion on their arms, or they'll go to their glove, and you can clearly tell their fingers are sticking to whatever's on there.
Yeah,
or their hat, or like sticks to their hat,
or the move they used to do, like you would see when they're not as obvious, is they'd have, you know, their glove. And then they'd casually, like, touch a spot on their glove a lot.
And the ump can't just walk up to you and say, let me see your glove.
Yeah, no, but it was, they never usually did.
They're like, all right, that's okay, it's...
But
it's because these guys have been getting beaned and the ball gets away from them.
Yeah,
That one guy had his face shattered.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not hitting the ball. No one's hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, you know, they're throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, they're hitting guys... But the batters aren't hitting, you know, 1,000 home runs, and chicks still dig the long ball, so.
Chicks do dig the long ball. I did see Rayman on some old man rant about how.
Gotta hit some dingers.
You don't play 7 innings, you play 9 innings. Are you one of those guys?
Oh, if it's the double.
Don't put the runner on on second base in extra innings.
That one I don't like, because that's kind of like hokey to me, if you put a runner on second. It's almost like a kid's game. Oh, we'll run around second. Automatic run around second. I would kind of hope that they figure out the other things to speed the game up, because the extra innings part to me was like, all right, yeah, you're going into 19 innings and this is getting a little ridiculous. But what's more ridiculous is that it was 0-0 the whole rest of the game leading up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind the 7 inning for doubleheader, not for a regular game.
But no, that what no, I know about? What you're saying.
The doubleheaders.
He's saying for doubleheaders. Yeah, you play baseball's 9 innings.
No, I don't mind it. They can do 7 innings for doubleheaders.
Like I'm of the, you know, like I'm looking at. You can look at the ratings.
They're awful.
Just straight up from the Major League Baseball.
They're awful.
Go back to 2003.
Back then they were probably good.
The World Series had 2.8 million viewers.
Oh, man,
and then
I can't
right
imagine.
Before COVID.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
5.1 million.
Oh, so the one up.
It's been, 12.8.
Oh, sorry. 12.
In 2003.
12.
10, 8, 7, 6.
Yeah.
And then who was in 2016's World Series? Because there was a spike there.
I don't know. Was it the Red Sox again?
2016 World Series.
Indians Cubs. Oh,
because
the Cubs won.
Yeah, that's right.
Cubs won.
But otherwise, it's been on a... On a trajectory down.
Mm-mm.
So if they're changing things to make it more interesting, that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, you might as well. Because it was when people like me kind of notice stuff like that, then it's going to be a problem. Not that like, all right, well, now that I am noticing, then now things need to be changed. No, things need to be changed before, but I'm saying I am a baseball enthusiast. I watched that Syracuse Mets game, like the whole thing. I had my eyes glued because I just love baseball. But when it's boring, everyone suffers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind trying some things to change it up a little.
And Katie is right. Ratings are going down because everything is streaming now. So I don't know what the actual numbers are.
Also true. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't mind... switching things up. Let them cork the bats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you, dude. Roids, cork it, whatever you want to do.
Oh, man. With roids, as long as you got to let the pitchers do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care, as long as it's, like, safe. And they're not just, like, you know, shooting themselves in the butt and doing all the real, real dangerous stuff. The hell do I care?
Text line asking, Cody, why doesn't the MLB play one extra inning and they call it a tie if no one wins? That's what they do in Japan.
Honestly, I don't know why they don't do ties. I think that would... I feel like that would lose viewers if
you're going to have the same problem you have with soccer in this country.
Yeah, where if
Americans like a winner.
Especially if you do all of that, or especially if it's you have a constant amount of like 1-1, 0-0, 2-2, 1-1
Yeah, yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're good, like a soccer, you're going to start to lose fans before you gain them.
Like when I look at this, what is it called? Euro? The Euro?
Yeah.
Thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my son will want to check the scores because he loves soccer.
Yeah.
And it's 0-0 final.
Yeah. Give him. They got to go into the next round.
Yeah,
these
yeah,
ones
yeah,
you
yeah,
accumulate
yeah.
points.
Yeah, yeah,
so you
yeah,
can
yeah.
still squeak through, but you're going to get to elimination coming
you
up.
You want to have
yeah.
a winner.
Yeah, because that's when it's exciting as hell. Like mm-hmm. If they were to add something in baseball to make it exciting, it would be just as exciting as, you know, penalty kicks or the shootouts in hockey.
And what would be the baseball version of that?
Probably home run derby.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like swing. Like one guy gets up.
If it's tied after nine innings.
Yeah.
We're doing a home run derby.
And that's that the Levitard show, Stu Gotts, literally is the guy that invented that idea
yeah.
years ago of you pick a guy from each team
mm-hmm.
and you go up there and you throw him a pitch. I hit a home run. Cool. Step back. Next guy steps up. Throw him a pitch, hits a home run, cool. And you go back and forth
cool.
until there's a winner because no one's going to get sick of that.
Let me pitch this idea. Game of tag. Last person. Who's yeah. out? I mean, you put all the players out.
I'm already in. So far,
in the
I'm
whole,
in.
In the whole field.
Freeze tag? Can I un... Can the, you know what I mean? Or are they eliminated?
Can he unfreeze?
Are they eliminated? Like, you're out. Or,
they got, hey, we want to keep this game going, so and there's going to be enough
out?
Guys out there, you're out.
Okay. Okay.
You get tagged, you're out.
I accept.
And then I picture the last two guys chasing each other around. Now, granted, that could go a little bit. So maybe... Maybe, like, I don't know how we'd implement this, but we got to make
like
the
it.
Field smaller like in Fortnite.
Oh, we're just
in this, like closing it. In on them, and then they got, because otherwise you can just run away from each other.
Well, yeah, no, no, I got it. I got it. The whole
what?
The whole thing is, you know, everybody's mm-hmm. everywhere you want, and then once it gets down to those last two, they're running around, and all of a sudden that clock ticks down. 5 seconds, outfield closes, and then they can only be in the
oh,
infield.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And if it gets even crazier...
They're only on the pitcher's mound.
Infield closes.
Pitcher's mound only. Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'm in, man. I'm in.
I also think if you want to implement some changes in baseball, you put about a 12-inch dining room plate somewhere in the stands, paint an X on it, and if you hit that, game's over.
At any point?
At any point.
Like even... All right, now I'm in, because even, like, say a guy hits,
yeah.
you know, like a ground ball or
yeah.
whatever, and you're just bored or whatever, and you just want to take it, and you're like, you know what, screw this, and you just try to huck it.
Yeah.
If you hit it, great. If you don't, that guy can now just make his way from it was going to be a little ground
yeah.
out to
yeah,
first,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
now,
yeah.
because you wanted to try to end the whole game,
yeah.
he can keep it running.
Yeah.
Dude. That's a good idea.
It's
for
all
like
that
fun.
It's all the rock and jock stuff that we're obsessed with.
Oh God, those games are awesome.
Just put a random thing in the stands.
That is a good idea.
And maybe
idea.
Even to like keep it interesting, only batters can hit it. So like if you are at bat,
yeah,
and, like,
and if you, you hit it,
if
yeah.
you hit it and it hit, game's over. It can be top of the first.
I like
and
it.
And your guy walks
yeah,
out.
That's what I'm saying.
Hit the dinger, smashes that plate. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Bye,
that's
everybody. Going home. Have a great afternoon.
Have a great one, guys.
Check out Burritt Motors' amazing deals during the Jeep Freedom Day sales event, one of the biggest sales of the year. Lease any of their new vehicles with zero money down. For example, lease a 2021 Jeep Compass for only $329 a month. And all month, get a free car wash and New York State inspection with every appraisal. Burritt wants your car and are willing to give you top dollar or buy your car for cash. Plus, they'll buy out your lease early, even if you have over a year left. Be sure to visit the new Touchless Car Wash, and the Locavore food truck is open. Experience it all at Burritt Motors. You're a Swiggo Superstore.
Bum fights. Ahoy, hoy, this is the show. Is there any better celebrity endorser for Pit Viper sunglasses than Gronk? You know what the Pit Vipers are, right?
Are they like those real bro-y looking?
They're the bro-iest
baseball gloves.
Every show bro on a construction site right now is wearing them.
Yeah,
we love you guys.
Yeah,
but they are a statement.
Yeah,
they're the wraparound glasses that are like they look like, you know.
I wear them for truck driving and fishing. What?
Like those '90s wraparound Pit Viper glasses.
Yeah.
Well, they've launched the Gronkmerica line.
Oh boy.
where...
Oh, boy.
It's the Pit Viper 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, once they launched it, Gronk says, we should have launched these on 6'9". 69. Because Gronk is like, he's Captain Bro.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's Captain Bro.
Buy my glasses, dude. This is wicked crazy. I got wicked glasses.
Now, I bust his balls, but he's actually doing a really cool thing. So the Gronk's America Pit Viper glasses pledged to donate all proceeds from his glasses to its Pride accessory collection.
Oh, cool.
Which goes to LGBTQ nonprofits and you know, to raise money for those.
Nice.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, man. I ain't one of them, but I love the gay people, dudes. Come on, put some glasses on.
Hey, I'm a bro, but I'm here to support the gays, man. Come on, now.
No, sometimes the one body's the one body.
Like, these glasses look like... The best way I can describe them, if you've never seen them. Imagine whatever cliche 1980s ski master would wear on the slopes. Like, if you had to design a cartoon character from the 80s to be, like, the ski instructor...
Yeah.
He would be wearing these.
I was going to say, every single bro, frat brother from the late 80s movies, every pair of glasses that
Named
they are
Chip.
Wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if you can think of any...
Or Gronk.
Or any slick fielding hitting third baseman from the 80s.
Yes.
That just put on some eye black.
Yeah.
Put in a big old thing, a big league chew, and then he puts on those glasses.
Ken Griffey Jr., would be wearing these.
Yep. There you go.
So shout out to the Pit Viper.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, thanks, man.
I look wicked cool.
We're doing something pretty cool here. Twitch.tv/KRockCMI. Oh, look at there she is. LJ's son's got him on. They're too big for his face. That's your boy Soup. They don't make kid Pit Vipers?
Those are funny.
Yeah. They gotta make kid Pit Vipers.
Yeah, they definitely need some kid-style ones.
Today at 1 o'clock, we will be down at Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort, handing out $9.49 gift cards, Baja Blast, 20-ounce Baja Blast, and Adirondack Food and Fuel and Buell Fuel travel mugs. Guys, 1 o'clock today, come say hey. But that ain't the only place we're going to be. I'll tell you about the second place,
which
is really the first place.
Oh, my God.
We're on tour today, guys. So, yes, Coco and I are on tour today. Our first stop this morning.
I swear to God, it'll be nowhere if my rider isn't what I asked.
Oh, well, let me ask you this. Can I interest you in a delicious butter pecan sundae latte?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can, as a matter of fact.
We will be at the North Genesee Street Dunkin' in Utica today at 11:30. Handing out $5 gift cards. And we hand out like two at a time, so it's really like $10.
And now there's a precedent set, I would have to say, right?
What?
After the one over off of Brewerton Road, you got to top that one. That one was the busiest, right?
Oh, last week when we were in North Syracuse?
Yeah, that was...
Dude, that was nonstop. That was nonstop.
Boom, 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 boom,
which,
boom.
By the way, hold on, let me finish my library, and then I got to say the thing that happened. Croissant stuffers?
You know, I forgot they were there.
What is that?
That was there when we were there last week or the week before that, whatever. But I noticed last week, and it didn't register in my head when you were ordering stuff to go, what are those croissant stuffers?
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll find those out today.
I don't know.
Avocado toast with bacon or any other snacking options are available. Don't forget, this Sunday's Father's Day. Dad's right on Dunkin'. Every dad deserves a Dunkin' card for Father's Day. So join us today. Again, these are quickies. We'll be there 11:30 to at the latest 12, because then we got to get to Adirondack Food and Fuel. So,
because we peace on out.
11:30 today, North Genesee Street in Utica at the Dunkin'. So last week, we're at the North Syracuse Dunkin'. And, you know, it's clearly always difficult to be a gay man and a gay woman in this country.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's gotten easier, I think.
A little bit.
It's not exactly a walk in the park.
No, progress.
But we're making progress. So there was an older gentleman last week at the Duncan.
I was like, where is he going with
it? What I'm saying is I'm gay. No.
I'm like, what's up?
So there was an older gentleman.
Yeah.
And he was in the line.
Yeah.
And there was no reason for us to think that he was a gay man. He didn't have like any kind of bumper stickers or anything alluding to the fact. So
he
was in the line. Cody goes over to him. He gives him his Dunkin' gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Older gentleman comes through the line. As he's leaving, he pulls up next to the truck.
Comes back around.
Yeah. Says, thank you for the gift cards. And then what's he say to you?
By the way, you are very hot.
Okay.
This guy.
So not only is that awesome for Cody.
Me, I'm like, what's up?
Well, I was so like, I wanted to cry about how brave that older man is.
That took balls, dude.
That took so much balls.
Yeah.
And he was older, so he came up in a generation where he couldn't really be that out.
I'm sure he's had his, he's paid his dues in the world of, in that whole world or whatever, but.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
And he pulled right up. And he's like, listen, I don't got much time on this world.
Right.
I'm going to let this hot guy know he's hot.
Right.
And he did. Shot a shot with Cody Mack.
And I said, and it wasn't even like he was really even, like, hey, let me get your number. He just said it. And I went, oh, thank you.
It was a compliment.
I appreciate it. And then he drove away. And then as he was driving away, I noticed I had asked Josh. I said, what's he driving?
It was a BMW.
And then I realized he had a dog. He's out in the middle of the day going to Dunkin'. He's got a BMW. So then I kind of lean out the window.
So anyway.
Hey!
Long story short, they live together now.
Yeah,
Cody.
By the way, I do not need to find myself a place to live.
It was so sweet, man. It was so sweet.
Fancy BMW.
Why? Oopie's right. I should have been like, excuse me, do not speak to my partner that way.
Hey,
do not hit on my lover.
Or, but I'm like, hey, what about me?
Yeah, come on,
just
man.
Just make it awkward for the four guy.
Well, he's
what about me?
What about me? When I have many chins.
You do like a lean and like, kind of like. Three. And just drive away. Oh,
man.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I just do that awkward look where this man calls you hot, and then I kind of lean up with a smile like, and me too? And he goes, no, thank you.
Or just love the show.
Oh, man. Now, this guy had no idea who he was, but he was into Coco. Like many men are.
All right. I mean, I all of the sexes enjoy me.
I have to say, only because it's trending number one in the country right now. I can't stop watching the show Manifest on Netflix right now.
I got to go back and watch that.
Dude, nobody spoil it for me.
I don't know anything. I don't remember.
I've literally watched, in any free time I have, I am watching an episode of Manifest. It's so good. It is so good. And I think it's been canceled. I think it's got three seasons
really?
And it got canceled. But I'm wondering if now, because it's so popular on Netflix, if it's going to get called back.
I'll say, they've done that with a couple shows? I mean, they could do that with this.
Like, my fear is it's going to do what Lost did to me, or it's going to do what The Walking Dead did to me, and be my obsession for, a little bit, and then start to suck. I know they just canceled it, guys, but I'm saying that maybe it comes back.
How many? So you never went back to Lost?
No.
You should go back and watch. You got to watch the rest of it. Because that's what I did. I hated it and stopped watching it. I don't remember if it was season 3. I think that I stopped watching it, and then I missed season 4,
mm-hmm.
but then I don't remember what happened, or in the middle of season 3, I think I skipped it. So then I missed all of season 4 because I was like, nah, screw this, and then I think I came back for 5, 6, and 7. I think there's 7 or 8.
The plot of Manifest seems so out there. Basically, it's this, and I'm not giving away too much.
No.
It's a plane.
Yeah.
That land after some turbulence.
Now I remember.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of these. Okay.
It has some turbulence.
I don't know why you saying that made me remember, but okay.
And when it lands, the police are there, and the people on the plane are like, what's going on? Why are you here? And they're like, basically they say, well, you've been missing for 5.5 years.
Like, yeah, well, we landed. We just landed.
No, you didn't.
Landed.
And that's all I'm going to say, and it sounds stupid,
No,
I am obsessed with this show right now.
I wonder why I stopped watching that. Maybe I don't think it had anything to do with because I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling it was just because it...
There's some corny parts. Like, there's a CGI wolf that, like...
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
Maybe the DVR that stopped working had something to do with why I didn't watch it anymore. I don't know. Because I feel like there was no reason for me to... Because I remember that now where... Yeah, they landed in the plane and are like, how the hell did you land this plane? You've been dead for 5 years.
And it's like, I'm not spoiling anything, but they all kind of have visions, and it's kind of like,
yeah,
it tickles all of my taints. It's got like time travel.
How many taints you got?
Oh,
fella?
You don't have multiple? All right,
I got a couple.
No, I'm like, well, hold on. I'm an idiot. Would a female dog have multiple taints between, it's not between nipples, no. Taint, all right. Taint your butthole, taint your genitals. That's what it is. So everybody would only have one taint. Welcome back. This is the show you're listening to, K-Rock.
Did you just ask?
What?
If between the nipples was some gooch?
Yeah. But that's not. But really, how does it?
I like the.
Like, does my dog have a gooch? He does, right?
Because
he's got a wiener.
He's got
a bunghole.
He just got the... What? Why did you say... How's that go?
Bunghole.
Bunghole. Okay. It's just elongated. He's got a longer gooch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Guys, that's your boy.
That's your boy.
That's your boy.
I'll tell you what. I get a face full of gooch every day. I lay down. He just puts his gooch right in my face.
I thought you were trying to speak to this next guy.
Hey, speaking of a face full of gooch, this next guy. Anyways, I did take a turn, Joel. I'm sorry. No, I am obsessed with Manifest. I think it's such a good show. And I was like, I was hesitant to turn it on because I thought it was going to suck. But then it's the number one trending show in the country right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because I think it got released on Netflix and everyone was like, what is this?
Oh, it's
and then
new?
You start, they just dropped it on Netflix.
Oh.
So I think it was under the radar until they just dropped it on Netflix.
I see.
And my hope is that because of that, like with Family Guy,
yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
Well, and Star Trek, they're like, well, the fans love it so much, maybe we bring it back for another episode, another freaking thingy.
Netflix is slipping for me a little bit, man.
Why?
They need to come back hard because they're...
Yeah, I agree.
They're falling off. They're starting to make shows that you would think would be on, like, USA and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's so much competition now.
And then...
They're not getting all the good ones.
I only watched the trailer on Netflix for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the info seemed to be different than what I wanted it to be. So I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this. I will poll the audience first. Has anybody tried to watch that Sweet Tooth show?
Dude, everybody says how good Sweet Tooth is.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
But good, like, wholesome and fun, or good, like, it's freaking weird and crazy? Because the info made it seem like it's a fun show. I didn't want a fun show. If you're talking end of the world and kids start getting mixed with animals, I want it to be nuts and horrific and that type stuff.
Yeah. I saw Griffin posting about Sweet Tooth and everybody. I'm like, I'm not into it. I'm not doing it.
Space Babe.
What'd you say?
It'll so good. It'll wreck your heart.
I'm not doing it.
What do you mean?
I don't want to be sad.
Nope. I'm not into, like, is it? Based off of the picture on the thing, does the kid have to come to terms with the fact that he's half kid, right, half deer?
I got to look up the plot because it's making me angry because
I don't know.
That's all I know about it.
No, Space Base says no. Okay. Okay. Right, so maybe I'll watch it then.
The story is an 11-year-old boy named Gus, a.k.a. Sweet Tooth, half human, half deer. The main plot involves Gus stepping out of his secluded home in search of the truth about his missing mother, Birdie, and the world beyond the gated fence. Okay. So is he the only half-human, half-animal, and the rest of the world is just normal?
I didn't think so. I thought there were a bunch, because it said when, like, in the preview, it's when the end of the world, something, it brought something, and then it started showing a bunch of babies mixed with animals.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I don't know what, I don't know the plot.
The comic is dark and depressing.
Yeah, this is why everybody's watching it.
All right, I'm in then.
It was a comic.
I'll do some dark and depressing.
Mm.
I like that, but then because I don't want like the, you know, we're going to tug at your heartstrings and it's, you know, you could watch it with your kids or, you know what I mean, that type show. I like
And what that. I also don't like about Netflix right now is it's trying to trick me. Like, I get it. They have a lot of content, and but they're like yesterday, I jump on Netflix to watch another episode of Manifest, and the biggest ad is this documentary called No Sir No, which is about the Vietnam War and like people speaking out against it. And I go, oh, well, that seems interesting.
Oh.
And I go to watch, like, see what the info is. It came out in 2005, but they're serving it to me like it just came out. But I get it. They gotta reuse their content.
I was gonna say, are they reusing their content, or is it something they didn't get their hands on until?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Good point.
Because they're dropping a bunch of great stuff and canceling series, in order to, you know, get all this crap. Not saying that that's crap, but I'm, you know, I mean, they're clearing a lot of room.
Yeah,
I feel like.
And then my buddy Ben's saying that Nick Cage has a new horror movie out.
A horror movie?
Did you see Nick Cage's horror movie, Willy's Wonderland? It was so bad, it was good. Nick Cage doesn't say a single word the whole movie?
No.
That's your
jam. I can't do those. I can't do a bad just because it's so, you know what I mean? They're so bad, it's good. Those aren't my, to me, those are just bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be like, this is so terrible.
Why would he not say a word?
Because he's Nick Cage. He doesn't have to. Be scarier if I don't.
That's kind of why I like that. I mean, A Quiet Place did the kind of similar thing. I like
You're
that.
You're waiting for me to break my silence.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't ever.
My buddy Jason says he loves Sweet Tooth. The people that love Sweet Tooth are loving it.
I'll watch
They're
it,
obsessed
I guess.
With it.
I was just afraid it was going to be, like, goofy or stupid. And I didn't want, like, a fun show. You know, the way they... When you come out when it's like the end of the world, it brought a virus and it was like, and it would be the most whatever question of our entire lifetime.
I don't
like,
have,
yeah.
I don't got time for Sweet Tooth right now. I'm too focused on the survivors of Flight 828.
Nah, you do.
And Cal's drawings.
You got plenty of time.
I got a lot to unpack. I got a whole third season to get through. And then I'm waiting for Netflix to be like, we're going to bring it back.
Nope.
But there kind of is an end date on it. I don't know how they'd write around that. I don't want to spoil anything, but like they reveal that there's kind of an end date.
Okay.
And that's all I'll say. This looks like the worst movie I've ever seen. Ben, my buddy Ben said, this Willy's Wonderland.
That's terrible.
With Nick Cage. The plot looks like he goes to a haunted Chuck E. Cheese. It's like Five Nights at Freddy's, the game. And he's got to fight these animatronic things.
And one of them's Nick Cage?
No, Nick Cage is the guy.
He's the good guy?
Like, in the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Dude, like, this was... Here, I'll play the beginning, and then I got
to
jump to 112 is where I want
to
be. You hear the owner of Willy's Wonderland be like, if you can last the night, I'll fix your car. And by the way, Nick Cage does not say a word the entire film. There's no dialogue from him.
Perfect.
Welcome to Willy's Wonderland. Spend the night cleaning Willy's Wonderland, and I will pay to have your car fixed.
Like, this is like a 1980s plot. If you can last the night here.
Spend the night cleaning it?
Yeah.
Clean it, and I'll fix your car.
And then there's a bunch of kids in there going, we know the BS story he told you. This place takes lives.
You're all going to die
Chuck E.
in
Cheese
here.
Takes lives.
Oh, whatever, kid. Shut up.
He doesn't say a word, though, Cody.
Oh,
he just keeps cleaning. He's got to get that car fixed.
Nick Cage.
Nobody is safe. Put your balls on, Evan. We're going to Willy's.
He's not trapped in here with them. You're trapped in here with him.
And it's like they're trying to make a badass Nick Cage movie, but woo!
Yeah, no. No.
I don't think I can even watch this to laugh about it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's
literally
wasted time.
Not happening.
Because I sound like two of you text and say that you actually enjoyed Willy's Wonderland.
No.
How?
I just can't. So, like, there's just, it's just such a bad, again, I can't, I,
to me, it's not that my time is so valuable.
No, we're not doing anything.
It's just that I don't like to waste an hour and a half on something that's bad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To me, I'm not into like, yeah, but it's so bad that it's good.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not into that.
But no, but then it would be, by definition, good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. That doesn't work for me.
And if you're going to do a movie where Nick Cage does not say a single word, there better be a payoff at the end where he says something so profound. It better be like a Silent Bob and Jay situation.
Right, yeah, where the very
Silent
last
Bob
thing.
Doesn't say anything until he says the most profound thing ever.
Like at the very, 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 very end, like right before it goes black, you just have Nick Cage standing there all bloody, and I don't even know anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
Know nothing about this movie. But you have him covered in blood. Everything else around him covered in blood, and then you have him look at a piece of the whatever at the very end and wipe a little piece of blood.
It's clean.
Oh, Cody! Get him out of here. Don't put your heat on, DJ. People complaining about how cold it was this morning on twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
It was chilly yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it got to like 40-something overnight.
Yeah, it was chilly, man. But no, I'm good. Like
Twitch
it.
Twitch is powered by our friends at San Miguel. Oh, we love San Miguel right there in Baldensville. All the delicious Mexican food you love. Big old margs. Delicious margs. Award-winning drinks at that new location right under Sammy Malone's on the water in Beeville. We love them.
Yeah, that's a location, that little circle right there, man.
Dude, Beeville's popping off. Is that what the kids say? Beeville's popping off?
Popping off, playa.
Text line 315-364-109. Coco, were you at the Cicero Target on Saturday wearing a black button-up shirt? Thought I saw you. Sort of smile, but didn't want to be a creep.
Nope.
Well, then, yeah.
I do not have a black button-up shirt.
Yeah, I've never seen Cody wear a button-up shirt.
I do not. And I haven't been in that Target in a little while either. Mm. So, no. What was Saturday? Where was I Saturday? Oh, man, I don't remember Saturday. What am I?
Yeah. I don't remember yesterday. We're talking about Saturday.
Yeah, nope.
The K-Rock text line is powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. We will be there today at 1 o'clock. First come, first serve. We got a stack of them. $9.49 gift cards, courtesy of Adirondack Food and Fuel. We've got free 20-ounce Mountain Dew Baja Blasts, all four flavors. And we've got free Adirondack Food and Fuel travel mugs and Buell Fuel travel mugs. All that today, 1 o'clock. Could be there again. 5 minutes, could be there an hour. We don't know. So be there at 1 o'clock to grab your gift card.
That one isn't. Oh, yeah, it's true. Because
while the supplies last.
If it's gone, then we're gone, huh?
There's people that are out there.
All right.
They grab them. All right. So, a bunch of stuff to get to this morning. Yeah, I would agree with this. 72% of Americans say that chocolate boosts their mood. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, nobody.
I mean, I feel better for a second, and then the sadness overwhelms me again.
Yeah, right? I'm going to say, for the most part, nobody is sad eating chocolate. No one's going to eat chocolate and then go,
Oh, I guarantee you I could sadness eat some chocolate.
Yeah, but at least while you're eating, you're like, like that.
A whopping 72% agreed that chocolate lifts their mood, while 59% it boosts their energy. More than half said chocolate gets them through the day. And they choose dark chocolate because it's healthier. Is it really healthier?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
You pick a dark chocolate what?
I do like dark chocolate. I'm a fan.
Over milk chocolate?
Yep. Mm. If you were to ask me, yeah. I like all of those things, like the dark Milky Way.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better. Like the midnight Milky Way. You ever had I don't know what the name it is, but there's a dark chocolate Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Wow.
That's good. It is good.
It is National Fudge Day, too, by the way.
What?
Give me some fudge.
Aw. Well, I hear...
Where the fudge at?
I know that you've got a lot. I've seen things on the internet about how you're real good at packing it yourself.
I do. I'm a well-known fudge packer. I pack it in cases and distribute it all over.
Distribute it all over. Central New York. It's a side hustle. It's a side hustle.
Yeah.
It's got his a little whiskey, and then he packed some fudge.
Dude, I joke, but dude, if you can find a good fudgeria when you're out and about, there's a place. Damn it, where'd my wife and I go?
Trying to think.
We went somewhere that had like a little fudge stand. We got the fudge there.
Oh.
What?
No, sorry. Go ahead. No.
I don't remember where it was.
I was trying to think of where the hell I can it could get where there's good fudge that I normally get.
Where do you get?
Son of a bitch, up at Old Fords. That little candy house.
Dude.
And go in there and say, oh, what's that? Give me that.
That.
Get their popcorn.
My favorite. I'm going to say it's one of my top favorite summertime treats. Only because I equate it with road trips.
Yeah.
Like, you only time.
It's in the car with you.
Yeah, only time you ever get fudge.
Who's going to have fudge?
Is when you're on a summertime road trip.
Yeah.
I know we did, like, gas station snacks and talked about it last week, but this is, like, kids.
But, like,
you can pick out some fudge.
Yep. Because you get into that place because you got 2 hours to come home now, so you're going to have some candies.
Right.
Oh, man, they have some crazy fudge, too.
Like, if you're a family who's looking to open a small town business, you get one or two options. It's either fudge or cheese curds.
Yeah, right.
You're like, all right, what are we going to do? Are we doing fudge or cheese curds?
We're a local small town. We can have a business, but...
Gotta be one of these two.
Only one of these two is gonna work.
Yeah. We already got the ice cream stand, so either it's gonna be we got an opening for fudge and we got an opening for cheese curds.
Yeah.
What are you guys gonna do?
Ah, it's gonna be great.
You're getting excited for Friday, aren't you, buddy?
Nice fudgerium.
Ew. Ontario Orchards has fudge, yep.
Do they?
Yep.
There you go.
Little River Fudge in A Bay. Oh. Cackleberry Farm, best fudge around.
Cackleberry.
I like it, man.
Oh God. All that stuff.
Yeah, Erica, that's what he's talking about. Old Forge has, that's where he's going.
That candy shop, that's where it's at, man. They got some, they have the real good cheesy popcorn that you get from the, like, they have the machine.
Like, you know those, like, road trip towns that we're joking about? And you go into, like, the mom and pop store that has assorted candies and fudge.
Yep. Everyone at Old Forge.
You ever, like, look at those people, and it's not out of disrespect, but you're just like, how do you make a living doing this? Like, how are you making enough money
to
support your family on fudge?
Right, yeah. Somehow. I don't know. Maybe it's real cheap to make. And then they sell
it. And then they mark it up.
Yeah, it's not like it's cheap.
It's expensive to buy some fudge.
Yeah, so I guess like that.
And then I'm like, I'm always counting other people's money, which I shouldn't do. I'm always like, well, wait a minute.
Well, wait.
How come you can do things?
Well, you just got a little candy shop.
You got a boat, but you got a candy shop, you know?
That's it. That's all they have, a candy shop. Because
I recognize I'm bad. I'm terrible with money. My wife and I are both terrible with money.
Same.
So somebody who's like really good with money, you can probably make a dollar go a lot further than I can.
Right, and candy, man, it's probably not that much. You know what I mean? If you go to that one, it's all the same kind of candies. They're kind of a bunch of old ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure popcorn doesn't have a lot of overhead. It's the machine. You know, fudge is just some ingredients.
Yeah.
And if they're making it themselves.
Like, I don't know where we went. Honey, where was it? Sackett's Harbor? Where the hell did we go to get that fudge? But you got to figure, you've got a business, waterfront property.
Yeah.
And you're hustling fudge.
Right.
And t-shirts that say town on them.
Yeah, they say, yeah. City.
Whatever town. Well, yeah, this town. It just says this town in it.
That's the city right there, town.
Oh, all right.
Boom.
Can I get 2 pounds of your strawberry fudge and then one of the town shirts?
Let me give me a town hoodie.
Yeah.
Hey, where are we?
Uh-huh.
Any way you get this town name down to about 3 letters and put it on a sticker so I can put it on my car?
Yeah.
You got that? All right, good.
And like you ever go in a...
I'm going to do that.
I'm so clueless about these things. You're good. Like, Old Forge is a prime example. Alex Bay is a prime example.
Yep.
How much town merch do you really move? Is there that many tourists coming in?
Well, it's like they've upgraded a little bit because A Bay, the last time I was there, had not upgraded anything, like with their trinkets and such.
Yeah.
Now, Old Forge and Enchanted Forest has started to. Because they were starting to get like that as well, where you would go up there and you'd go, I don't need another Old Forge ashtray.
Yeah, like once you have the one, like you go into that hardware store in Old Forge, half of it is merch.
Yeah.
Like there's the dope-ass hardware part.
Yep.
And then the other half is merch for Old Forge. And I'm like,
it's
are we moving that much
the
merch?
Same stuff over and over and over and over. Where it's like, oh, here's a little wooden bear. He says, "Old Forge."
Yeah,
but people are buying it.
People are buying. They've got to be buying.
They're buying all of it.
Where you're like, oh, Sodas Bay is where we went. Sodas Bay.
Yeah,
but they had the town. They had the shop.
Yep,
which sold fudge.
Yeah,
and town merch.
Yeah,
what do you want? You want a freaking hat that says town on it? That's where you go.
Perfect. Here it says town. There you go. Visor.
Yeah.
You want to buy this here, and then you can wear it here. But then the second you get home, you're like, I'm not wearing this.
Yeah. Right.
Perfect.
I'm obsessed with town merch.
See, I will wear mine though if it's like a shirt,
because
I wear my I have my Slicker shirt.
Yeah,
I got to get a different one because the other one doesn't fit me. I need my Enchanted Forest shirt.
Yeah, but it's like,
but
we
I don't have one from everywhere.
Right, we have shirts from our European trip. Like my kids have a sweater that says Finland on it.
Special places. Yeah, yeah. But I'm not just gonna go like
Lake George.
I was gonna say like you see it when you go to up to some of the beaches that are along Lake Ontario, where it's like, I don't need a Mexico Point,
but somebody
shirt.
Does.
Or you get up there, and you're like, I don't need a Southwick.
Somebody does.
A shirt.
They wouldn't make it if it wasn't getting bought.
You go into the Kinney's up there, and you're like, yeah, you live here in Pulaski. Do you need a shirt that says it? Oh, yes, you do.
Because
it's the same. You go to the Kinney's in Cicero. North Syracuse. Like, hey,
what do you
great.
What do you want? What? We've got Phoenix, New York merch.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want that. Yeah, but how are people going to know that you've been there or live there?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not poo-pooing on my town, but it's not Phoenix, New York is a big tourist destination.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like Disney.
Yeah, you don't need a Cicero t-shirt.
No? Ooh, the Firebird. Why is that? Because we burned our city down a while ago.
Ah, we're here, though. We're still here.
Yeah, but we put out a bunch of it.
It was like we could
fire. We didn't burn all of it. Only one person died, so. Like, that's our claim to fame in Phoenix, is that, we lit on fire, but we stopped it before more than one person died.
Right? No, I got nothing. There ain't much for around. Like, we Syracuse is what? Because, hey, look, here's this. There's railroads. It came because there was railroads.
Bosnian, thank you so much for that subscription. 6 months in Twitch.
The Bosnian that subscribes.
The Bosnian.
Subscribes you.
And they gifted a sub to Polymorph. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you.
And if your town doesn't have shirts, well, then start that business. Because clearly it's a hustle.
What are you waiting on? Get them.
Cody Mack, there's literally more old Forge merch than most Major League Baseball teams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
You can get more varieties of an old Ford shirt than you can the Yankees, if you want.
Yeah.
I have a Copper City Rome t-shirt. Oopie got it for me. It's in the office.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, see, I got a couple of Oswego State shirts that I still wear.
Yeah, but that's a college. It's different.
Yeah,
I'm talking town shirts.
Yeah.
Like, I want a shirt that just says the words my town on it.
There you go. Tops and Chittenango.
Chittenango!
Yeah.
Dude, the Wegmans in Clay has like Beeville Bees t-shirts.
Now that's
any drugstore will sell you a t-shirt for your high school.
That's the other thing that around me, those that's everywhere. The CNS North Star merch.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I don't need any of that crap.
A kid's in eighth grade. All right. Everybody's kids in eighth grade.
Well, I guess
it's the law.
I guess I could use some stuff for some kindling over at an ESM bonfire.
Oh, look at that rivalry still going strong.
Because we're the Spartans, because you know. Gladiators.
Oh, Skinny Atlas and Kaz, though. I get it. You Richies down there, you probably love showing off all that stuff.
Yeah, you got to wear your Kaz gear.
If you can physically wear, like that's a rich person would be like, yeah I live in Skinny Atlas. Did you forget about it?
Ben's got a dish towels, zip code on the pillows. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That makes sense.
Yes, I pay.
I like it.
An exorbitant amount of property tax. I live in Skinny Atlas. It is on my shirt. Do you see it here?
Huh, look at all the CNS people throwing shade back
at
me.
What are they saying?
You must have, like, what is that, where they voiced it to text? Because there's no way you learned how to spell.
Ah, rabid. Chooch, I'm from Central Square. We don't advertise that. Because you can't right now. You were the, because you did have merch in Central Square for a while.
Yeah.
But we were the, I don't say we, I didn't go there, but I lived out that way. We were the Red Hawks, right? And we had to change it because.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that hell, you guys all up there, you used to have merch, but then you cut the sleeves off all of it.
Yeah, right?
So it only matches with your jeans and boots.
What is Jeremy saying? Pretty sure that's why West Jenny is that way about clothing. We got to keep up with them rich folk over in Beeville.
Ah, I hear you.
Dude, Beeville people.
I hear you.
Beeville people, I'm just dragging everybody. But
it's more fun.
Beeville people are like, they wish they had money, and some of them do have money, but they like to poo-poo on like the Phoenix people.
No, I get it. They're Beeville.
But they're just outside of my town, so they're like, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, Beeville wishes it was Fayetteville.
Rah! Exactly right. Exactly right.
I have no idea.
They do. They do.
It's just funny.
They like to pretend they're Fayetteville.
Yeah.
But they ain't.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Look at Ben Riley just texting me his zip code pillows.
I love it.
Exactly. Town merch. Oh, yeah. Chooch was the Redmond. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Had to
change
that.
Yeah, they had to change it.
Man, look at all our town rivalries. I love this. CNS hates Liverpool. Yeah, Fulton, you don't have merch.
I do love the rivalry stuff. That is funny. I don't remember. We were never that good at anything enough to have rivals. Like, ESM was like, you know what I mean? I don't ever remember. You just... Everybody was a rival.
Like, it was weird for me to be a kid that, like, grew up between Phoenix and Fulton.
Yeah.
Because Phoenix would always poop on Fulton. And then I'd have to go back to Phoenix and be like, guys, you ain't much better here. Just saying.
Right?
Yeah, I know Fulton has merch. What are we? We're the gateway to Oswego County.
Really?
Well, Phoenix is.
I was going to say, because, yeah, Fulton, they'd be like, Fulton. Just try not to speed while you're trying to through us. We're trying to get up to Oswego.
No, we got a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
You do. You have an Arby's.
Well, no. We used to have a lot more stuff. But
you have Burger King?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have that drive-in or that place over where, right next to the water where sometimes there's a hot dog cart.
There's always a hot dog cart there, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Never not a hot dog cart. And if you're lucky... That same stretch of road?
Yeah.
You'll see guys with too many DWEs riding their lawnmower to the Walmart.
I have seen the little, like a little scooter thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a, what the hell am I thinking of?
The Rascals.
Yeah, Rascals.
Oh, those, yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's nothing. What, city with a past? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that is such a Fulton slogan. Fulton, city with a past. I like
Fulton.
It.
Remember Nestle? We used to have it.
Fulton!
Remember Miller Brewing? We used to have it.
All that stuff around here? It wasn't here, but it was close enough.
But I love my Fulton people. I'm one of you. I loved it. I loved growing up there. I know that a lot of people, like, it was weird because I was a country kid in Pennaville, but then I'd go stay at grandma's house on the weekends, and it's like I was in the big city of Fulton.
Right.
Like, you could walk from my grandma's to stores. You can't do that in Pennaville.
Speaking of term like big city in Fulton, what commercial was it that I just heard where it might have been your voice saying that something about where Lock One in Phoenix is in downtown Phoenix?
Yeah.
You don't have downtown.
You shut your mouth.
When it's 500 square feet. you turn off a
bustling downtown Phoenix.
Downtown, which has also got the gas station, the place to fish, an ice cream store. And
oh
the
my
other
God.
Gas station.
Dude.
That does not mean a downtown. Just every time I hear it, downtown Phoenix.
It is downtown Phoenix.
Huh?
Bustling downtown Phoenix.
Where's uptown Phoenix?
Ooh, would uptown be?
Is there like the country part of Phoenix?
Well, where the funeral home is probably. That's pretty uptown.
Phoenix isn't big enough to have a downtown.
We got a whole square block, bro.
That'd be like being in East Syracuse and being like, all right, I'm headed to downtown East Syracuse. What? Yeah, just a block over. It's downtown. It's got an ice cream store.
Do I say that in the commercial?
It might be you.
No, I voiced the Lock One spot.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
But I mean, it might not be you saying it. You know what I mean? It might just be written for you.
Texan, I'm in downtown Phoenix right now.
Oh, all right. Take one step to your right. You'll be around the country.
You keep my town out of your mouth.
I try.
I'm trying to think what it is. Because Lock One's there, and then Tones Cones is there.
Yeah. Ooh,
the florist is there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your mom's store. Is that
I don't know
Phoenix?
If that's downtown.
That's not downtown.
I don't know if that's downtown. That's on the river. That's the river walk.
It's on the river. I'm sorry.
She's in the river walk.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, Bombadil's is outside. Bombers is outside the
that's
city limits.
That's not downtown?
No! That's way out there.
Oh, you guys.
Downtown is Lock One.
Yeah, that's it. Just
maybe a block over. You count Duskies and Cams.
Okay.
The karate place ain't there anymore, though. But the Oh, you know, it might be Uptown. It's that new Karate Plaza down here. Yeah. I'm getting very specific.
Karate Plaza, Uptown Phoenix.
Uptown Phoenix.
I love it.
West side of Phoenix.
Not poo not. Just thought that
was
funny.
No, it is funny.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It could have been any town.
And then if you go all the way to the Family Dollar Plaza, we got a church in there. We got a burned dairy across the street.
Well, now you're out in the burbs.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Like, you guys laugh, but we literally have one stoplight and one bridge in Phoenix. That's all we have.
And a downtown, a bustling downtown.
Yeah, it's a bustling downtown.
Yeah.
Dude, when they do Locktoberfest, Jim does a great job with that stuff. Yeah. They do Locktoberfest. You know what? My mom has a crockpot festival thing she does down there.
I personally enjoy the way Phoenix separates itself from other small towns of that area.
What do you mean?
It doesn't remind me of other small towns of that area. Like where we poo on Fulton, I can't really have poo on Phoenix. It doesn't give me anything to poo on. Fulton does.
I think I just have so many fond memories of Fulton that like growing up there.
You're that guy.
Oh, I am. But I think people of Fulton will have Fulton memories.
No, I'll say it's the same thing.
My wife and I both reminisce about going to like KBC and getting toys and like.
Oh, I know what
you're
saying.
It used to be bustling.
It's like how I very much enjoy the Village of East Syracuse.
Yeah, right. Like you have those memories.
Yeah, like I like the Village, whereas other people that don't know the Village people are like, what? Village of East Syracuse?
Like everybody has those nostalgic memories of their towns.
Definitely. Oh, see, I like Vernon. Two gas stations, Dibbles and a Doogee.
Yeah, Phoenix has a quote-unquote museum, but I don't think that museum has been open for...
A lot of you are texting about the museum.
It was a museum. I don't know who opened it. There's a giant mammoth head in there somehow. Dude, it's the weirdest part of Phoenix.
What?
We had a chupacabra for a little bit.
I do remember that.
And there's a mammoth head inside this museum.
Like, for reals, you got a dinosaur?
I don't know what it is.
How'd you guys get it
done? I don't know how they got it in there.
They built around it.
They must have.
How did you guys get it?
They must have.
Hmm.
It's in the same plaza as my mommy shop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to get out over there and buy it. Purchase that
to buy the mammoth head?
I want a dinosaur.
I wanted to open a candy shop in that plaza, but then that's going back to taking a full circle.
Yeah.
Josh, we still have an opportunity for a candy/fudge shop.
Let's go.
Although Ginger Snap Bakery's right there, too.
Oh yeah, yeah, they are right there.
Maybe we are bustling. Phoenix, New York.
I mean, now that I said that, I'm eating my words. I'm eating my words.
Mm-hmm.
I'd make Ginger Snap Bakery a cake that says I'm sorry, but they make cakes, so I don't have to make a cake that says I'm sorry. No, I want cupcakes.
Josh, have you ever been to the Pompey Mall? I have not. As a kid 40 years ago.
What?
I don't know. The Pompey Mall, where is that?
Where is a Pompey Mall?
What would it be? Would it be?
I don't know. Oh, man.
So, we got on us because you're talking about town merch. Like the merch your town sells.
Get that. If anybody in Syracuse has that old Jumpin' Jacks merch.
What is that? What was Jumpin' Jacks?
That was a bar that was like the bar of that area. My dad used to tell me stories of that stuff. Yeah.
But bar merch is different from town merch.
Yeah. No. Way different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Central Square is a train museum? I want to go there. What?
Nothing. I'm...
Something about running a train in Central Square?
I didn't even make a joke about your mom's house on a Friday night.
Oh, man.
Didn't even make a joke.
See, people remember Jumpin' Jacks was awesome.
Yeah. Oof. Good old Jumpin' Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to start our merch store.
Selling our town's merch?
Yeah, well, everyone's got roundabouts now. Nobody's fancy anymore. We all got roundabouts. Bridgeport's lousy with roundabouts. So I want to start it and end Bridgeport.
Dude, I think more roundabouts need to be put in. Although I almost did get T-boned. Because I forgot how roundabout worked in Rome the other day.
You did?
I did.
Uh-oh.
My bad.
You slow down?
Well, it's
or you just
like,
kept going like Cary Circle where you gotta gun it and just hope for the best.
Like, you know when you approach a roundabout, you almost always assume the guy on the other side of the roundabout is just going to go around a little bit then go straight.
Yeah.
This guy had to do a whole roundabout thing. He had to make like a left turn.
He had to do all of it.
So he was taking the roundabout and I almost got T-boned.
I just don't get some of the people that still don't understand the concept of it. You know
of
what
a roundabout?
I mean? It's just a couple yields.
Yeah.
That's it.
You just look.
That's it.
And the traffic keeps flowing.
You know, but there's
team roundabout on this show.
Yeah.
Trust us.
Yeah.
They work way better than intersections.
That's true. Horses don't like roundabouts. Sorry, Lottie.
No.
Out there. Cooperstown. Downtown.
Anyways.
Just stay out of downtown Cooperstown.
We're celebrating our towns, I guess. Show me your town merch.
You guys got some town merch?
Let me see your town merch. We will be live in person at Adirondack Food and Fuel in Frankfort today, 1 p.m. Cody and myself will have, while supplies last, the following items. And I do say while supplies last. So don't get there late. And you're good.
You don't have any more?
1 o'clock, I'd be ready and waiting. $9.49 gift cards. Free 20-ounce bottles of Baja Blast, all four flavors.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And free, not saying you get all four flavors.
No,
you
no,
get
no.
to pick from the four flavors.
I didn't know all four would be there available. Okay. Nice.
And an Adirondack Food and Fuel, Buell Fuels travel mug, all free while supplies last, 1 p.m. today in Frankfort.
I'm also going to count it as, I mean, we aren't giving it away, but then once you get that mug, I bet you they have some type of deal where you go inside and get a coffee or a fountain drink or
probably.
Something.
Probably. You so got that mug now.
I'm counting it as four deals.
Because
I bet you, even if not that today, someday.
It's five deals because we're going to be there. You get free Cody and Josh.
Whoa. We ain't free. We hefty price.
Free mouth work. One and only Cody Mac. What'd that mouth do?
Never heard of
it. Mouth work? What?
You hook up with that chick? Dude, she did mouth work.
No. I don't even know if that's a thing. Maybe let's make it a thing.
No, yeah, for real. Look, I got a root canal. Look,
yeah, she did full mouth work.
Yeah. I love it.
Full mouth work.
Yeah, she good at mouth work.
All right.
She may not have a job, but she make that mouth work.
I mean, yeah, she's still on unemployment, but she make that mouth work.
That mouth sure does work.
That mouth does work.
She has a couple jobs to do.
Working overtime this weekend. Oh, really? Well, my wife's mouth is on disability, so it don't work no more. So it did work when we dated, and now she's on permanent disability.
I made a choke. Oh, I'm in a face right now. His mouth's on disability.
It was an incident, and it's time.
Now her back hurts, and her mouth doesn't work.
Her mouth don't work no more. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Anyway, so the most commonly misspelled words by state these last several months. The number one misspelled word is obviously going to be quarantine. Nobody knows how to spell quarantine. That's like all of the states. Spelling quarantine has been close to impossible. I don't know how to spell it. Try it. Say it outside.
Q-U-A-R, quarantined.
He got it. He got it.
I got to write it right with my hands.
He got it.
I'm doing a little bit of this.
And all you're saying that I was not speaking of my wife.
No.
I was doing a character.
He was, yeah.
I was doing a character.
Yes. No. Now all the responses.
What?
Have fun sleeping on the couch.
No, I didn't. I was doing a voice. Could you not tell I was doing a voice? Don't get me in trouble.
I like it.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I did my high-pitched nerdy voice. New York's most misspelled word, definitely, which I definitely can't spell.
Man, I'm still 100% sure I am sending everybody defiantly when I send the word definitely.
Yeah.
I am positive I'm sending every one of you defiantly.
Like, I have so many words I can't type.
No.
Dude.
I just write def.
Def. Yeah, right?
Def.
It def do.
Def.
It def do.
100%. I have no idea. I'm terrible at that one.
I cannot spell recipe to save my life. If I had to type the word recipe,
yeah, that's
I get
another one.
So far off the rails. Even autocorrect is like, bro, we lost you, man. What are you doing here?
Yep.
Were you?
Let's see.
What are you trying to say?
Recipe. Oh, I added a C that didn't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Just an E on the end. Nope, still not right. How do you spell it? Receipt.
Dude, it doesn't make any sense. The word recipe is the worst word in the English language.
No, I don't like that one. Yeah, that I don't like.
Yelling at me like it's six letters. I can't put those letters together.
I don't like. Like kernel, stuff like that. I don't like that one because it's...
Same with receipt.
C-O-L-L-O-L-E-L-L-E-N-L-A-L.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. What's that other one?
What?
especially. I'm not very good at.
Usually I can get to the point where autocorrect is, we'll just take it. We'll take it from here.
Yeah, thank God for autocorrect.
We know where you're trying to go with this.
Yeah, thank God for autocorrect. If it wasn't for that, even then, sometimes I still don't get it.
Why is the most misspelled word of Florida Pharaoh? Were they all looking up how to, like, is American Pharaoh a horse or something? Isn't that a horse?
Yeah.
It's their most, was their most confusing, like, word this year.
Not Mia, right? Not F-A-R-R-O-W.
No, no, P-H-A.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. It's New York. It's Florida.
Okay.
I'm with you, Showbro John. Convenient.
Oh, that's hard.
I never get there.
Another one I hate.
I just start going and seeing where it connects. Delaware can't spell government? Dude, you're next to it.
You can't. That one,
government?
That one you kind of got. You kind of got.
You're pretty much in the area.
That's one of the ones that you learn the trick when you're like, you know, government.
Exercise is one, but I've never searched for that.
So. Who the hell's typing that in?
I don't know.
You're typing that in anywhere.
I don't know. Showgirl Ashley, I am an excellent speller, and I've won spelling bees, but I can't spell occasionally.
Oh, that one is awful, too. Yeah.
If I can get to a point, again, that if I ever had to handwrite these words, I'm doomed.
Oh, God, no.
I just get to a point.
No, I don't. No.
Where Jesus takes the wheel and autocorrect starts to fill in the, like, we know where you're going here.
You need to learn how to spell these. It's not like you're going to have a spell check right in your hand or anything.
We got a freaking space computer in our hands.
I really
so.
Do. I have it. It's right here. I really do.
Okay. Admiral and Lieutenant coming in a bunch. License is coming in.
That one's a
license.
Rough.
Jesus takes the wheel on that one. I can't do that one.
License is a rough one, too.
These are the most misspelled words by state this last year.
And yes, text line.
What?
I feel extra dumb when even spell check is like, F if I know, dude.
Dude, I had one of those the other day. I've been racking my brain to remember what it is for this conversation.
Where it's
where
like,
I had to like,
sign.
Spell check was like, we don't know what you're saying.
What?
So then I go to Google and I type in what I think I'm saying. And it's like, I don't.
Did you mean this? And you're like,
are you
not
looking for Benedict Cumberbatch? Right? No, I'm like, not.
No, not even a little bit. Benedict Bettersnatch?
Are you looking for Cumberdick Bettersnatch? No, I'm not.
And all of a sudden there's porn.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah, sandwich is a good one because I always wanted to spell it sandwich.
Yep. Or I'll write the witch with a, you know, W. Give it a little witch.
Rendezvous?
How many times
are you using rendezvous?
I need to hang out with you.
Yeah, we're having a little rendezvous.
Come on, the rendezvous. We're doing another rendezvous.
All right, the show's challenge for today. Use the word rendezvous 3 separate times today. That's your goal.
Okay.
That's your goal.
Let's see.
Yeah, and you and I are in it.
Okay.
Because
I can use it in a different way. Either, I'll use real quick. I'll drop it right now. One off the bat.
Yeah.
You want a little rendezvous point for wherever before we meet to head on out to
good
Utica?
One. There's a good first one.
And then we're going to make a little, oh, no, I didn't know.
No, we can do it quick. Watch this. Watch. Follow me.
Rendezvous out to.
Hey, today at 11:30, we're going to be in Utica, Duncan. You guys want a rendezvous up there? We can give you out some gift cards. Then Cody and I are going to rendezvous up with you at Adirondack Food and Fuel at 1 o'clock today. For those gift cards. And then y'all want to meet me on Twitch tonight for a little rendezvous, a little weekday whiskey, a whiskey Wednesday. We'll be right back. So when they ask people, you know, it's kind of sad that you would say the best years of your lives are behind you. I think
No, they are. It's okay.
No, Cody, they're not.
No. I understand. No.
In a new poll.
Way back in the day.
Now, but this is how we break it down. In a new poll, 24% of people said they expect their 30s to be the best years of their life. Another 21% said their 20s were their best years. And 15% said their 40s.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, college was pretty damn awesome. But I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know if I would call it like the most fun, maybe. Although,
this is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know how to classify it. I don't want to make any of the other years feel bad.
This is what I'm saying. I would say that my 20s were really, really fun.
Yes.
I don't know if they were the best years of my life.
Yeah, I don't know about best years.
I've made a recent mental pivot. And I hope that you, I was where you were.
Yeah.
You know, in those 30s, Cody, where you're like, all my best years are behind me. It'll never get better.
No, that no.
But the closer I get to this 40th birthday, I'm having a lot of thoughts and I'm setting a lot of goals for myself for these 40s. 30s were very this based.
Okay.
30s I spent building the radio world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's been great. 40s I want to expand. You know, I want to build more.
Okay.
I want to make my 40s bigger and better.
All right. All right.
So whereas I would have looked back and been like, college was so fun. Can't go back there, dummy. So.
Yeah, no, you cannot.
How do we make this better?
Yeah.
And I don't have the answer to that.
Yeah, as I say, I don't know. I don't just keep doing what you're doing now, I guess.
But I don't think
on the right path.
I don't think it's a good mindset to tell yourself that your best years are behind you because then
you're miserable.
And you're miserable all the time.
You know, best years are behind me now. Forget it. Well, all right, then they're going to be, and you're going to be miserable forever. That's not going to be on you.
I like the 1% of you that said they expect their 80s to be the best years of their life. I expect those.
Here you go.
If I even see them, which I really doubt. I expect those.
Yeah.
Dunlap saying, Josh, you're going to get healthy? Be all about CrossFit? Not a chance. Not a chance. I've said this time and time again. We've got our people like our Just Joes who are very healthy and they run and they do all that stuff. They drive pristine.
Yeah.
1969 Ford Mustang Shelby Edition vehicles. That's what they care about.
Yeah.
They polish them every day. They keep them in a garage. Cody and I drive a 1997 rusted out Dodge Neon.
Right? Yeah.
We might not look the same on the outside, and we're not going to last as long as that 1969 Shelby Edition Ford Mustang.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a damn good time doing it.
Yeah.
All right?
Damn right.
We're going to see if this thing gets up to 80.
Right? We might as well see if we can floor it.
Might as well see what's going to happen.
Might as well.
I don't know if it's going to hold gas, but we'll try.
Right? Couldn't hurt.
But I think that's a good mental space to be in. Be like, and some of you are like, 50s are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's all about perspective.
Yeah.
And I've been complaining a lot about turning 40, but I think I'm pivoting it. I'm going to make my 40s something. I've set a few goals for me in my 40s. I'm jokingly calling them the FU 40s. Because then it's like, I want to do things for myself. I'm not going to say what, but I want to do things for myself.
I hear you.
And then Oopie, you said you turned 50?
There you go.
Joelle, the best part of me is behind me, and then she has a peach emoji. I'm not saying it.
I ain't saying it.
I'm not saying it.
I ain't saying anything.
Where do I go? All right. This woman, she's not a fan of her ex boyfriend, so she's just been signing him up for spam mail and those annoying spam calls we get.
Yeah.
All the time. This is how she's getting back at her ex.
Okay.
Ever since my ex and I broke up in 2016, I've had a very interesting tactic for revenge. My revenge comes in the form of email newsletters. So if I'm in the airport and I need an email address to give to the airport so I can use their Wi-Fi, I give them his. If I want to read an article and they need an email, I'll send them his. Do I want to be updated about events and happenings in the company? Yes. Topics of interest? All of them. And he doesn't know why.
Honey, you're letting them live rent-free in your house, in your brain.
I was going to say,
2016?
I should try to move into wherever her brain is, because apparently she lets people live there rent-free.
Yeah.
It's been
5 years.
And then the way she says it, like, she's so proud of, do I want to save a company topics? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hon.
Do I want to have your email password for Wi-Fi? Yeah.
Forget about him.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't know why.
Like, forget about him.
He doesn't care, I bet.
Yeah, I mean,
I bet he doesn't give a damn.
He's moved on.
Because guess what normal people do when they have to give their email for stuff? They just give it.
Yeah.
So they, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, you're not like, you're not pulling a big scam.
You think you're getting one over on him, yeah, when he's probably like, oh yeah, I probably signed up for that thing. That's why I got that.
And if you're saying he doesn't know why, that means that you've hooked up with him a couple more times and that you've, that this has been brought up. So neither of you are winning.
It's, I get it, Lady Meow. It is funny to do that.
No, I mean, that's funny.
But it's still, but like, if it's, if it was like a month ago.
But she's been doing it for five years.
This
is my, in my form of revenge. I'll do it for 5 years.
You like, gotta really move on. Yeah, what if he changes email?
Or like,
he doesn't even use that one anymore.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing to, for 5 years later, if you need to give an email, you still give your ex's email? Revenge? What did he, did he murder you?
Mm-hmm. So let's say that you do keep a relationship strong and you go to get married, and I love these stories because now they're coming back. Like, I've always loved the crazy bride stories and the crazy wedding stories. They went away all last year because nobody was having weddings.
Yeah.
This is the bride who on the registry demands guests spend at least $400. No exceptions.
Okay.
She demands you have a minimum purchase of $400.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. She's, and I'm not saying this incorrectly, I'm reading this verbatim.
Yeah. Okay.
$400 or more gifts to the following places. Fifth Saks Avenue. It's Saks Fifth Avenue, but she says, yeah, Fifth Saks Avenue. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, Calvin Klein, Gucci, Whole Foods, Sprouts, okay, and maybe JCPenney.
Okay.
Or any KitchenMade appliances over $350.
I was waiting for there to be like the but.
No, there's, you know, no what but. I mean? There's no but. There's no but.
Okay, then. Wow, she is, man.
She has set the limitations. Now, I get it from someone who's gotten married. If you're showing up at a wedding where there's open bar and free food, and you're given $5 and a card,
yeah,
kind of sketch.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to come with a gift that covers your plate.
But to do that, to be like, here's what I need you guys to get me.
What?
It needs to be $400. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. And Eric, guess what? Nobody's RSVPing to that then.
Yeah, I just don't go.
Nope. Okay, cool. Not going to go.
Like, no one's obligated to go to your wedding. We did a story the other day about a guy who skipped his niece's wedding and he would go and won a poker tournament.
Yeah. There you go.
No, I'll, one's got to go to your stupid wedding.
I'll do that that day. Instead of spending money, I'll go make some money. You know?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, thank you.
She says that in the Facebook post, she expects luxury items like Gucci or Louis Vuitton purses.
What the hell?
New floor tiles for the entire house. A new car.
There you go.
And any high-class paintings or decorations.
Yeah, of course.
At the very least, $400 in cash.
Of course. All right, never mind. I'm back on her side.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This all makes
sense. You might
sense
as well give me all. Give me everything. You're coming to my wedding.
Just let me have all the stuff.
You're coming to my stupid adult prom, yeah, which is all a wedding is.
You're coming to my adult quinceañera.
Yeah.
Then why don't you go ahead and give me all the gifts?
Yeah, let's go have a damn adult prom.
Great.
And I gotta pay $400 for it.
Chicken or the fish, both.
Yeah. Oh, how come Jeff Bezos' ex-wife didn't give me any monies?
Yeah, that's not fair.
She's giving away $2.7 billion.
Can I just have a little?
Can I have, like, just a million? That's not even a lot.
All right, let me just have a little to pay off some whatnot.
To you, that's not even a lot. She's, good morning, it's K-Rock.
She's giving away, then. Let me have. Let me have.
Get it away now.
Right here.
315-364-1009 K-Rock text line. Powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. We'd be live and in person today at 1 p.m. Join Cody Mack and myself in Frankfurt at Adirondack Food and Fuel. First come, first serve. $9.49 gift cards. Use them on gas, use them on snacks. Baja Blast. Free 20-ounce bottles. And a free Adirondack Food and Fuel Buell Fuels travel mug. All today, 1 o'clock, while supplies last.
Noise.
So, we're trying to... These are questions that I don't ask because I'm so bad about sunscreen and all of that stuff.
Okay.
Another Google Trends story, people looking up sunburn remedies. You do the opposite. Cody Mack covers his body in like banana boat and tries to get a deep tan on.
Nice coconut oil.
Love it.
Real deep tan.
Love it.
But as the West is about to enter, how many days? I close the story. Like, they're going to break 200 temperature records out west.
Wow.
Like, the next 7 days are all over 100-something degrees.
See, when stuff like that, then I'll put on a sunscreen, a real low-level sunscreen.
You got to do something.
Because you don't want to go high.
Whatever, like, Boss Lady sprayed on us wasn't even enough for me to not get burned. I got burned.
No, well, I think kids, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it didn't. Yeah, it wasn't, and I didn't put enough on. It was, yeah.
And we stood out there for 3 hours.
Yeah, and you don't want to go too high. I think that was too high. 50's too high.
So the people Googling, number one, does shaving cream help a sunburn?
No. Well, maybe. Depends.
So they say no, yes and no. It doesn't get rid of your sunburn.
No.
But if it's that shaving cream that has menthol in it, feels cooling on your sunburn.
I was going to say, if it's got aloe in it, then it'll help it.
Another one. Yeah, that's the second one.
Yeah, it'll help it.
Does aloe help? Yes, aloe vera is the most popular thing people use. Helps with pain, redness, and inflammation. Your skin produces more collagen.
Yeah, I got a whole jar of it in the fridge.
We have an aloe plant in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
My kids would just snap a stem off of it.
Just give a little rubski?
Yeah. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but
it's probably what they did out in the wild.
Mm-hmm. Does vinegar help? I've never heard of this.
No.
People are Googling, does vinegar help sunburns?
Yeah. And the answer's got to be no.
It could make things worse,
that's
doctors
say. Yeah, you're putting acidic stuff on your blisters that are dehydrated from, they don't have enough water on your skin anyway or whatever.
People are still doing it. Now, this is what the article says. Vinegar is acidic, like Cody just said. You have to dilute it. If you don't, you will burn your skin even more.
Yeah.
Does lotion help a sunburn?
Again, same thing as...
if it's got aloe in it, you think?
As a sunscreen,
or the menthol or whatever that is?
Yeah.
And finally, coconut oil. Yes, maybe.
Helps me.
Now, some of you have some of your own interesting remedies. What was the one that just came in on Twitch of how to deal with it?
Where?
I think Tisha said soak a towel or something.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Damn it.
Soak a towel in what?
I don't know. Copy and paste that for me. Because I'll tell you, man. Joel says Hawaiian Tropic after sun lotion is the best. Use that over straight aloe every time. Oh, okay. No, I'll rub down the shoulders, or like the spray is what I'll go with. I'm outside so little.
Yeah.
I don't like the outdoors.
No, I hear you. I don't, I like it, but once you get, like, burnt, man, ugh, gotta get something good on there.
And then when you start to peel, that's the worst.
Yeah, no, I have that stuff, too, the stuff that Joel's got, like an aftersun.
The aftersun?
Yeah. Helps, relieve some of the burn if there is, but then it keeps in the good stuff.
Ooh, all the good D, if you will.
So you get the good the color that stays.
Nice. You did look, I was watching footage from that. Couple days back from after our man boob car wash, you look dark. You look good.
Oh, I'm saying, man, once I get it going here into the summer, oh, man, I tan up. I was already showing you the difference already of my leg and my arm.
Like, what do you got planned for Friday? You going to do a tank topper out there?
I'll just be top off as much as humanly possible.
Out of Enchanted Forest?
God, yeah, Enchanted Forest. You're going to have a top on really anywhere that you don't want to have a top on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. So I'll make sure I've got a nice base of couple. I'll do the both.
Get a tan.
Because a day like that, man, when you're out in the sun like that, whereas I like to get, put some coconut oil and tanning lotion on and think it's funny, ha ha ha. I also know that it's dangerous to be in the sun all day with no protection.
You want some protection.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll do, I'll cover the spots
and you
stuff.
Got the cabin now so you can go back. Woo!
Rub down a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be good to go.
Love child. Tops are always optional in Enchanted Forest.
Yeah.
Oh, do they have buildings that you got to wear them in, or is it like, whatever?
I'm sure if you go into, like, where, like, the souvenirs are and candy and stuff like that, you got to put a top on. But other than that, there's places you can get the food outside right in a window. You don't have to. Plus, if you're doing, like, water slides, you don't want to have a top on.
No, you definitely do not.
Now, if you're there, my move is usually I get one of those chairs that you see parents just sitting in.
Yeah.
And I just put all my stuff on one of those.
Yeah.
And then that's my base.
That's your base. That's base camp.
And I just leave it there.
I saw a great, you know, I've been saying this for the last few years, too. But Jonah Hill made a post on his Instagram about how he didn't take his shirt off in the pool till he was, like, in his 30s.
Yeah.
Because people always shamed him for his body and all that. And I've been telling for everybody, take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Nobody's thinking about you as much as you're thinking about you.
No.
Take your shirt off. Enjoy your life.
You gotta.
Do not go on water sides and swim with a shirt on. That's so uncomfortable.
Because I get it. Because, you know, I don't have a body, even a little bit. But the sooner you're able to be like, you know what? I don't care. Yeah, I've got man boobs and a gut.
Don't care.
Whatever.
Don't care.
I got it. You gotta go for your own comfort over, you know, that.
Yeah.
Telling you, man, there ain't nothing better than just being able to just get to a place and then pop your top off. Ugh.
When we did the man boob car wash, we were there with totally cut dudes. Yeah. I didn't care.
No, that doesn't matter to me.
I don't care what they look like because I look like me. This is what I look like.
Yeah.
I don't care that the top of my belly got sunburned.
Right?
No. Was a new one for me. Like the top shelf of my belly had a red patch on it.
Yep. It was like I was wearing a tube top. It was just like here and then nothing.
Or like right under your boobs where it's bare white because they've been in shade all day.
Yep. You got to just. Yeah. That's why when I'm on the beach, I lay like this.
So stretch them out.
Stretch open the boobs a little.
You get some under boob tan right there. Nice.
Let me just get a little. There we go.
There it is.
Get under there, son. Put your hands on them long enough.
Take your shirt off. Live your life.
That's it. Take mine off.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Hambone says, I don't know why you spent those specimens down to hold the sign with my fat ass first.
Yeah.
Hambone, I think you're beautiful. I don't think you're a fat ass. You are you, they are them. Who cares? And it's funnier if there's a contrast to us.
Yeah, it was way better.
You got jacked up cut dudes.
Yeah. But then they were like, nah, we don't want to do a car wash. Then they saw you, and then they're like, okay, car wash.
Yeah. So, you brought them in.
Yeah, you brought them in.
They were the eye candy.
Don't kid yourself. You were the moneymaker.
Yeah, you were the moneymaker.
Yep.
You look great out there. Yep. Hey, Lee Baldwin, look at this guy. Joining us. Good morning, it's K-Rock. The one and only Lee Baldwin, DollarInvestmentClub.com. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you for joining us. Look at you, hosting food truck rallies.
Yeah, it's fun. We've done it before.
Look at this guy over here. This Lee Baldwin, he's not just a financial genius.
The frick?
He's putting together yummy, delicious events. This is next Thursday, the 24th, 4 to 8 at your Manlius location.
Yeah, Liberty Square, right in the center of Manlius. Yeah.
Limp Lizard, Bold Coast Lobster Company, and Birdsong Cafe all on site. And you said you want a brewery, too, if you got any breweries out there.
It's always nice to taste a nice beer locally brewed, right? So
delicious.
Yeah.
You know Lee, DollarInvestmentClub.com. He handles the finances. You pay a bill to yourself. Lee does all the investing, and then at the other end, you take it out. You got a nice little chunk of change right there. And what are we focusing on this week, Lee?
Well, we're always looking for investments. It's nice. We're heading out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I was reading an article about in Times Square in the next 13 weeks or so, the Margaritaville is going to be opening up in New York City. So that's
crazy.
It's crazy. It is.
Why would you go to Times Square? Why would you go to New York City?
Yeah, I don't know. That one's weird.
And then eat at like a chain restaurant. Right. Although I've done it.
Right. I mean, they have they've been very successful. I think Jimmy Buffett now makes like $1.5 billion a year in revenue. Like,
I'm telling you, I've said it on the air before, there is nobody who has made more money off one song than Jimmy Buffett. Right? He has Margaritaville, like retirement villages.
Right.
He has these restaurants. He's got, you know, Margaritaville mix, the blenders, all of that stuff.
And this is more than just a restaurant. It's a 32-story hotel. It's like the whole experience. So it's like, and it just proves that we're coming out of it. And when I look at things and kind of going inside my mind a little bit, then I look for investment opportunities. So that's not a publicly traded. And he is not related to Warren Buffett, by the way.
No.
I always said he was, but that was just Lee. But then I started thinking about another business, Oxford Industries. Are you familiar with like the Tommy Bahama brand and Southern Tide, Lilly Pulitzer? So that's a stock that I'm actually looking at for the club, as we head into Father's Day weekend.
Call these boomer stocks. You got guys down retired wearing Tommy Bahama shirts.
Right. It's
singing Margaritaville.
And
not bad.
But when I looked at the stock yesterday, they just raised their dividend. That's something I like. And it's pretty high-end stuff, Lilly Pulitzer for sure. If we do have inflation, they probably have some price power there that, they, you know, if you're going to spend $200 for a shirt, you can probably spend $201, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Lee Baldwin in studio, dollarinvestmentclub.com. What were you saying about how much of the money printed last year we currently have on us?
Well, big news today will be at 2 o'clock, the Fed's going to talk about inflation. And so if you just picture this, if you look at your wallet or in your purse and the money that you're carrying around, of all the currency that's out there, U.S. dollars, 23% of it, or some number around there, was printed last year in 2020.
Whoa.
Wow. $6 trillion that the Fed threw at this, the pandemic and everything. So if you're wondering why prices are up on things, like, it's just there's a lot of money. And
well, let me ask you this. This is more of like an economics question. So if you can't answer it, it's fine. But I've been wondering as we talk to different car dealers on the show, and they say car prices are up. And you obviously know lumber prices, they're up. And housing prices, everything's up.
Right.
How does that react? Is there a rubber band after this snaps back and then cars are really cheap and lumber's really cheap and all this kind of resets?
That's absolutely the most important thing with us on Wall Street where they were trying to figure out, is this just a temporary thing because of supply shortages and the demand coming out of the pandemic, which is incredible?
Yeah.
Or is this more of a long-term thing? And that would be pretty, that could be negative for the economy. So it does it snap back? We're seeing lumber prices roll over, coming down a bit. Used cars was a huge component of the
massive.
Like, that's a kind of a big deal. Oil prices over 70, that's a new high. So what we're going to try to, like, kind of look at what the Fed says today, Chairman Powell, and see if they recognize it as something bigger
and more
or short term.
Lee Baldwin, chicken wings. When do chicken wings get back to a regular
price?
Oh my
God, yeah.
Where I can afford myself a dozen chicken wings.
Right.
I've been telling Cody for weeks, once a price goes up on something, it never comes back down.
It's never coming back down. It's never going to be.
Because if they can charge you $1.25 a wing, even if it starts, you know, getting cheaper.
Yeah, but they're not going to be cheaper.
Why would they lower the price?
The scariest thing to me is there's 9 million openings, job openings, the record, never been that high. And so that's a lot of labor pressure. So I worry about that a little bit. But we'll know more this afternoon. So
yeah,
hopefully.
Lee Baldwin, dollarinvestmentclub.com. He joins us on Wednesdays to talk all things money, and we certainly appreciate that. Dollarinvestmentclub.com. You get started there. People want to ask you questions directly. You can ask Lee directly right there to go to the website and start, right?
Anytime, yeah.
He loves talking to you guys.
I love it.
We're going to roll into Highly Suspect and then into some commercials and come out and get into your 90s and 9 for the radio world, twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. We're going fishing again today. The over-under is at 6.5 fish. Our video game presents our video game segment presented by Cornell's Greenhouse in Oneida. If you have not been watching our fishing stream, you missed the most exciting catch of our fishing career.
I was just going to say, I'm still dizzy right now.
Cody and I are lightheaded from jumping and screaming. I'm sure everybody in the building heard
us. Oh my God, we were so loud.
We caught a record 249-pound fish with zero, like, line strength. It was about to break.
That was the most impressive thing. The fact that it was 249 pounds, an arapaima, the fish you see on actual river monsters with Jeremy Wade.
Yeah.
There was no strength. 5 feet long. Also, 5 feet long. As tall as me.
Dude. Ugh. This game. I'll tell you what. Thank you, Cornell's Greenhouse, for allowing us to game every day. We got one more to catch. The over-under's at 6.5. We have six fish.
Yeah, six fish.
Need to catch one more and we pay it out.
I mean, you want something slippery with
this. So remember last week I told you about that woman who had 10 babies?
Yeah.
The father has not seen them yet.
Oh, because of, like, COVID stuff? They're stuck in the hospital?
Well, I think that...
Or did the mom eat some, like how moms sometimes eat the babies if you leave them alone with them?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
No, he says, I appreciate the financial support that we've been getting from members of the public, but I would also like to appeal to the public to stop making money deposits into our accounts until members of the community have seen the babies.
Oh, if they're ugly, you might not want to donate.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, maybe he's just a good person. He's like, we don't need your money.
They do, though, and they will.
Or what if it's all a scam and there aren't 10 babies? And he's like, please, you're going to me for not having 10 babies.
Is that what he's hitting at? Like, wait till you see them, guys. They're not really, just one of them is really fat, so we counted it twice.
This next guy, you want a big fat baby, I'll tell you what.
You want a, something looks like a baby's arm holding an apple.
This next guy, he's thrusting all afternoon long. Be excellent to each other.